It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Tuesday, March 9th, and this is Utah's new news. I'm Maria Chaleos. Mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City, and our temperature has dipped to 43 degrees.
A delay-free drive on I-15. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this half hour. More COVID-19 vaccine clinics are popping up in northern Utah. And one in Sandy is treating a group of people that should have been vaccinated a long time ago. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live in Sandy with details. Paul?
Maria, the Solstice Assisted Living Center was supposed to get the vaccine in January. However, they were kicked off the list because they were considered an independent living center. However, Communications Director Stephanie Barrick says residents can get the vaccine now. They have been very isolated, only allowed to spend lunch together, and they hope this vaccine will help ease the depression that has been getting worse.
We want to make sure that everybody in our facility is vaccinated so that we can open up and get back to normal, because it's been hard on our seniors, really hard.
In Weber County, health officials are opening clinics for people age 50 and above starting today, and they'll be going every Tuesday and Thursday. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL.
Some restaurants along the Wasatch Front are preparing to expand in-person dining following a change in COVID-19 guidelines. David Gonzalez, owner of restaurant Morelia in Murray, says he's been forced to cut more than half of his staff over the past year.
Now the challenging part is trying to find new people to fill up those spots.
Not every restaurant owner is on board with the changes. Caputo's Market recently tweeted a video where they call it outrageous to lift the statewide mask mandate by April 10th. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. The U.S. House will finally take up President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan this afternoon. ABC's Faith Abube begins our team coverage in Washington.
A paperwork delay in the Senate threw the timeline of a final approval of the COVID relief package up in the air, but now Democrats say the House will vote first thing Wednesday morning. Sources tell ABC News the issue had nothing to do with the bill itself, but rather a lengthy review of the final legislative text and formal printing of it to send to the House. President Biden is expected to have the approved bill on his desk by the end of the week. Faith Abube, ABC News, Washington.
It's not stimulus relief, but a sigh of relief for people who live in California nursing homes today. Our team coverage continues with ABC's Alex Stone.
With vaccine deployed to most nursing homes here in California, the rules are finally changing for the better. The state issuing new guidelines that for the first time in nearly a year, fully vaccinated California nursing homes can allow visitors even in residents' rooms, and they can receive physical touch. Something so many are in desperate need of right now. There will be rules like visitors have to wear masks, but it's another step toward normalcy. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The number of those vaccinated continues to grow. ABC's Aaron Kuchersky talks about how it's going in New York.
Starting Wednesday, New York is lowering the age of vaccine eligibility.
We're going to drop the 65-year-old plus to 60-year-old. Plus.
Governor Andrew Cuomo said the state is also opening the vaccine to nonprofit and government employees and other public-facing workers.
These are the people who are the everyday heroes, who are out there doing their job. They're putting themselves in a possible position of exposure.
They're eligible starting next week. Aaron Kuchersky, ABC News, New York.
Meantime, we are learning what fully vaccinated people can do, like gather without masks. But ABC News contributor, epidemiologist Dr. John Brownstein says the guidelines don't apply to people who have recovered from having had COVID-19.
For now, the CDC is saying, you know, it's applying it to those who have been vaccinated. And remember, those who've recovered from COVID are also recommended to get the vaccine. So we really have to treat someone who's recovered from COVID as an unvaccinated person in these CDC guidelines.
More appointments are opening up for Utahns who now qualify for the COVID vaccine. Salt Lake County is adding slots for vaccine appointments. There are around 20,000 appointments available through April 3rd. In Utah County, they have added more places for people to get their shots, including in American Fork. More than 850,000 vaccine doses have been administered in the state. Other national stories KSL is following. Jury selection is now underway in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, charged in the death of George Floyd.
One by one, prospective jurors are brought into the courtroom and asked questions by the defense and prosecution. They've been asking questions ranging from how much they know about the case to their thoughts on law enforcement.
Local police departments try to cover up excessive force rather than correct it. And you somewhat agreed with that.
Chauvin has been sitting quietly next to his attorney, occasionally taking notes on a yellow legal pad. The selection process could take up to 3 weeks. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Buckingham Palace says the whole family is saddened to hear how challenging the last few years have been for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. The statement was released on behalf of Queen Elizabeth after Prince Harry and Meghan's interview with Oprah Winfrey Sunday night. The palace also says allegations of racism from the couple are taken very seriously. Coming up on KSL, it's all in the tune for one university song, which will be sticking around, and a look at your noontime drive.
We've had an accident reported southbound Highway 89 at the ramp to join southbound I-15 in North Salt Lake, been blocking a left lane of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
When are you getting your shot?
Utahns are suddenly scrambling for vaccination.
County health departments are getting ready to start vaccinating people 50 years of age and older. Get constant updates on web signups and appointments.
From KSL News Radio,
Utah's all-day companion for news.
Are you a small business owner and, like so many others, struggling to stay afloat during the pandemic? As business slows down, so does your cash flow. And after almost a year of slow, a lifeline could be very much appreciated. If you could use money to help keep your doors open and your workforce employed right now, MoFi can help. MoFi is a nonprofit lender serving the Rocky Mountain West, and it's now providing forgivable paycheck protection program loans for small businesses in Utah. That's right. These PPP loans are 100% forgivable when used for eligible business expenses. MoFi has helped restaurants, daycares, hair salons, physical therapists, even many independent contractors and sole proprietors. If you'd like a PPP loan and haven't been able to get one at a bank or credit union, apply now at MoFi.org. That's MoFi.org. You can also talk to a human about your application toll-free at 844-728-9234. That's 844-728-9234.
Catch these outstanding offers from Whipple Service Champions. The famous Gerber Viper elongated toilet that will flush 10 pounds of solid, $299 installed. Utah's best air conditioning or furnace tune-ups, $44. $100 off any repair, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, or drain of $300 or more. Any drain cleared, just $55. Call Whipple Service Champions, your best choice. Call right now, 801-444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Got a Whipple home? A client told us, I got a Whipple home. A Whipple Service Champions furnace and AC with a no-worries 10-year parts and labor warranty. A Whipple tankless water heater and Gerber Viper toilets in every bathroom. Every year, Whipple Service Champions tunes up my furnace, air conditioner, plumbing, and electrical. She does have a Whipple home. See why? Start with your plumbing, electrical, or AC tune-up. Just $44 with our certified, no-contact service technicians. Call 801-444-FAST.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story this half hour. Utah health officials are working to vaccinate senior citizens in Utah who missed getting the shots in the first few weeks of being eligible. Officials have had three vaccination clinics at senior centers today. The University of Texas will keep their school song. Controversy has surrounded its history, and some students and faculty have called for dropping the Eyes of Texas. ABC's Jim Ryan is in Texas.
When word spread that UT might drop its school song, some well-heeled donors threatened to pull their financial support. In his video message, school president Jay Hartzell doesn't mention the potential loss of funding, but at the same time he says of the song,
no one will be forced to sing it. Traditions do not endure through disrespect, coercion, or threat.
Hartzell says he doesn't want to bury the controversy, instead to celebrate UT's progress since the Eyes of Texas became the school's song over 100 years ago. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Students at Bowling Green State University are protesting after a student died in a hazing death. Police say sophomore Stone Foles died at the school's chapter of the Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity, and it was alcohol-related. University officials have suspended that fraternity. More people are expected to travel for spring break, especially students, but one university is paying its students not to. University of California Davis students can get paid $75 if they opt not to travel over spring break. Students have to apply for the money meant to promote staycations. The money will be awarded based on grant categories, asking students to show plans to get active, do home improvement, or stay healthy together rather than to travel. Centuries-old trees are being carefully selected during the reconstruction of France's Notre Dame Cathedral. ABC's Inez de la Quatera has the latest from Paris.
French officials handpicking more than 1,000 ancient oaks from the Loire region to help rebuild the cathedral's roof and spire. Notre Dame was ravaged by fire in April 2019, its iconic spire completely destroyed as it came crumbling down in dramatic images broadcast around the world. Last summer, French President Emmanuel Macron revealed the spire would be reconstructed as originally designed. Trees from every region of France are being used to rebuild the beloved national monument. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
Let's get you up to date on the drive, traffic and weather together. And here's Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. Delay free on all the valley freeways. We've had an accident reported southbound Highway 89 at the ramp to join southbound I-15. This is in the North Salt Lake area, and it had been blocking a left lane of traffic. We also have a couple of surface street crashes. Both are in Murray, and both are on State Street. One reported at 53rd South, the other one about 6200 South and State. Thrive 125 offers many ways to celebrate 125 years of statehood. One Utah, many voices. Find activities and events at thrive125.utah.gov. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the forecast. Here's Brett Benson.
Cloudy and cooler for a good part of the 7 day. I'm Brett Benson.
Right now, 44 degrees, a lot of clouds in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, more on how Utah restaurants are reacting to COVID restrictions in new moderate counties. That's up next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This sunshine and 60-degree weather we've been having means summer's on its way. But it also means I've got a deal for you that's good today and today only. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and you know we usually charge $99 to tune up your furnace and another $99 to tune up your air conditioner. But today, Tuesday, March 9th, I'm offering to tune up your furnace and air conditioner for only $49. That's $149 savings. Just call Any Hour Services right now and schedule 801-443-7400. If you want to get your furnace and air conditioner tuned up for $49, you need to call right now while you're thinking about it. 801-443-7400. I'm not talking about $49 for the furnace and $49 for the air conditioner. I'm saying you pay $49 and we service them both. 801-443-7400. Again, this deal is only good today, Tuesday, March 9th, so don't wait. You can schedule a time that's good for you, but you have to call Any Hour Services today to get this deal. 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services or book online at anyhourservices.com.
At Hoops Vision, they only perform laser-assisted cataract surgery. Why? Also referred to as modern cataract surgery, laser-assisted cataract surgery is considered the optimal choice because of its increased accuracy, better visual outcomes, and faster healing time. Three great reasons why you should opt for a surgeon who has vast experience performing laser-assisted cataract surgery. The surgeons at Hoops Vision have completed tens of thousands of successful cataract surgeries, so you can trust them with your precious eyesight if you've noticed cloudy or blurry vision, or perhaps you've been diagnosed with cataracts. New advancements in lenses means restored vision on your terms. You may not even need those pesky reading glasses. Make sure you see all of life's precious moments with the restored vision you deserve. Call 877-30-LASIK to schedule your cataract consultation. That's 877-30-LASIK or schedule at hoopsvision.com.
Ready for new glasses? Shopko Optical is offering 40% off a complete pair of glasses. Visit Shopko.com to schedule your eye exam and for offer details and limitations.
Is your small business still struggling because of COVID-19? Utah's banks can help. Changes have just been made to the Paycheck Protection Program to increase assistance for sole proprietors and small businesses who file Schedule C with their taxes. If you file a Schedule C and have not already been approved for a PPP loan, contact your bank immediately. For details, go to utah.bank. This message is brought to you by the Utah Bankers Association.
Come on, the meeting's already started.
Sometimes it's important.
Last call, boarding gate number 9.
Sometimes it's urgent.
Raptor alarm.
Sometimes it's vital. Hospital treatment within 1 hour of a stroke can prevent lifelong disability. If you notice someone experiencing sudden weakness on one side or having a problem speaking, walking, or seeing, call 911 fast. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
an assisted living center in Sandy finally gets the vaccines they were originally going to get in January. Center officials hope the vaccine can help ease the isolation and depression that the residents have been feeling. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the Hill-Cumorah pageant will be canceled for this summer. Traditionally, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints holds the pageant in Ontario County, New York, each year. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
We've had a couple of crashes on State Street in Murray, one at 53rd South, the other one near Fashion Place at 6200 South. If you're traveling any of the Valley freeways, you're looking at a good drive with no accidents or delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cloudy and cooler with a chance of showers. I'm Brett Benson.
44 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden today visiting a historic hardware store.
Hey, buddy, how are you? Hi. Good to see you.
W.S. Jenks & Son, Washington, D.C. It's a small business that has benefited from paycheck protection, one of those loans, and under rules the Biden administration put in place. The president telling workers inside the store about prior pandemic financial funding.
400,000 small businesses went out of business. Yeah. They got in line, but they couldn't get the help. Mm-hmm. And we found out that an awful lot of that went to bigger businesses that, in fact, weren't supposed to qualify.
Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, $1.9 trillion of stimulus money soon to be unleashed. The president's relief bill now in the House.
House leadership aides say the bill will still get to the president's desk for his signature by the end of the week. The White House says Americans can expect to see their $1,400 checks by the end of the month.
ABC's Karen Travers at the White House. A new poll conducted by the Pew Research Center says 70% of U.S. adults are in favor of President Biden's COVID relief package. Only 28% are against it. The number of people fully vaccinated against the coronavirus in the U.S. has now surpassed the number who've been infected. The CDC says those vaccinated can meet others indoors while unmasked and without social distancing, but not recommending any travel. Jury selection now underway in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, charged in the death of George Floyd.
One by one, prospective jurors are brought into the courtroom and asked questions by the defense and prosecution. They've been asking questions ranging from how much they know about the case to their thoughts on law enforcement.
Local police departments try to cover up excessive force rather than correct it, and you somewhat agreed with that.
Chauvin has been sitting quietly next to his attorney, occasionally taking notes on a yellow legal pad. The selection process could take up to 3 weeks. Mark Remillard, ABC News, Minneapolis.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. More counties in Utah are now in the moderate risk level for COVID transmission. For restaurants in those counties, that means a little less restriction. Melva Sine with the Utah Restaurant Association joined Dave and Dujanovic earlier today with what that looks like.
Any county that is in moderate means that a restaurant no longer has to have 6-foot distancing. So they can open completely and have 100% occupancy. But as you pointed out adequately there, that getting the employees back and being able to operate at that level and making sure that consumers are comfortable and whatnot is all uncertainty and unknown. We've got to stabilize our workforce. We've got to stabilize our food supply chain. There's just a lot of very intricate details that have to be handled as a restaurant begins to open.
Sine also says this change has been well received.
So anytime you can go to 100% occupancy, that puts hope in the air. And everybody is filled with hope right now with vaccinations and the things going that we see happening and whatnot. So, and moving to moderate is a good sign, a very good sign. So everyone is hopeful. But once again, it's a matter of stabilizing everything so that people feel comfortable in going out, assuring the public that all of these measures with the vaccination and all of these things are going to do what we have expected them to do.
13 of Utah's 27 counties are currently in moderate. 11 are in high. KSL News Time, 12:19. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese is in the KSL Traffic Center.
We actually have a really good drive on I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo, unlike earlier this morning when northbound I-15 was essentially a parking lot. Right now, you've got light traffic, good speeds, and no problems. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are also in good shape. But Murray on State Street, that's where you need to watch for a couple of crashes. I don't think they're going to cause you any kind of major backups, but just something to watch for, a crash at 53rd South and then a crash at about 6200 South. Trust Friendly Home Services for your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. The world could use more Friendly. Call 833-33-FRIENDLY or friendlyhomeservice.com today for special offers. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Brett Benson has a look at our 7-day forecast.
We've gone from highs in the 70s on Monday to highs in the 40s for a good part of the 7-day forecast. Scattered showers off and on Tuesday and Wednesday. 49 for your high Tuesday, right there in the upper 40s on Wednesday as well. By Thursday, we start to dry things out. 48 and mostly cloudy. 50 on Friday, partly cloudy skies. Pretty nice looking weekend with temperatures in the low to mid 50s, about average for this time of year. 54 and partly cloudy on Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
Mostly cloudy and 44 degrees right now in downtown Salt Lake City. Well, the Dow right now up by 255 points, well over the 32,000 mark. An update of your money news coming up next. KSL News Time, 12:21.
Making popcorn for movie night?
Whoa, who are you?
This is your wake-up call from TracFone Wireless. What if every time you tried a new streaming service, you had to buy a new TV?
That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, some wireless companies do that when you switch, make you buy a new phone.
Right.
But TracFone Wireless lets you keep your phone and your number and your network and gives you unlimited talk and text starting at $20 a month.
Seriously? Who are you?
This is your wake-up call, people. TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. Oh, you're burning it.
Oh, no.
See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
A Cadillac isn't a car. It's an experience. It's not a ride. It's a ride. You don't drive a Cadillac from point A to point B. You drive it from point mundane to point extraordinary. For luxury quality selection and service, visit Jerry Seiner Cadillac at 1530 South 500 West in Salt Lake or online at jerryseinercadillac.com. Experience the Seiner difference.
Close your eyes. Unless you're driving, then obviously keep them open. Still with us? Okay. Now, imagine over 1 million books stacked on top of one another. That's over 30 miles high as the stratosphere. Now, what if you could fit all these books into your phone and listen to story after story anytime and any place you wanted? With Scribd, you can. Yes, Scribd, like fibbed or ribbed, but spelled S-C-R-I-B-D. It's endless streaming for reading, but instead of TV shows, you're getting audiobooks, ebooks, magazines, sheet music, current news, and more, all through a single app. With a subscription to Scribd, you're putting a whole library in your pocket for just $10 a month. Then listen to an audiobook by your favorite author instead of this commercial. For a limited time, try Scribd free for 30 days. There's no commitment, and you can cancel anytime. For your free 30-day trial, get the app on your favorite mobile device or go to Scribd.com. That's S-C-R-I-B-D.com. Scribd.com.
Do you want to retire in the next 5 years? How will you ensure you cover all your bases so you don't overlook or underestimate anything? Learn how with the Ultimate Retirement Planning Checklist. It's free from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. This free guide is the result of decades of financial planning experience with thousands of people. To get your free retirement planning checklist, be one of the first 10 callers now at 801-682-4448. This free guide could be the single most important tool to help you retire successfully. Get your free guide now by calling 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way in about 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Lee, what's coming up on the show today?
Hey, welcome back. Did I just say welcome back?
Thank you.
I'm so sorry. my head's in the clouds.
Welcome back, Lee.
I promise by the start of the show I'll be with it today.
funny.
I have been keeping a close eye on the pool of Utahns and Americans who are hesitant to receive a vaccine. I, on the program, have made it very clear I am on team vaccine, and if there are opportunities to educate folks, I'll take them. But I just recently discovered a pool of people within the group who are hesitant, who likely aren't going to be swayed by an educational effort. It's because they're afraid of needles. There is a fear, a phobia, held by a sufficient number of people here in the state of Utah and across the country that they represent a big number of people who will not be getting a vaccine. I didn't think about that in terms of like a real number and it having an impact on this quest to herd immunity. But we're going to look at them. We're going to speak to some folks who have been able to overcome those fears and see if we can whittle that 12% down a little bit and bring folks on over to Team Vaccine.
The minute you have a baby, that's all over. That fear of needles is nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
Piper
all
got,
I'm going to say.
She got some 15-month shots the other day. Three of them. Two in one leg, one in the other. Mom had to step out of the room.
Here's the secret. I made my husband take the kids for their vaccines. I couldn't do it.
That's how it was at our house.
I know. Thanks,
man.
Lee.
Thank you.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way at 12:35. Watching Utah's Money at 12:25 is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. The Hawaii Senate is considering an income tax increase. If it passes, the increase would be the highest rate of any state at 16% for people earning more than $200,000 a year. We now know how many people tuned in for that Oprah interview with the royal couple, Harry and Meghan. Nielsen's TV ratings report 17 million viewers watched the two-hour special Sunday night in the U.S. For comparison's sake, CBS averaged 6.5 million viewers in a prime time the previous Sunday night. Swing and a miss for Burger King in the UK. The company tweeted on International Women's Day, "Women belong in the kitchen." Oh, boy. In other tweets, the company tweeted about a lack of female chefs in the restaurant business, but others on Twitter were quick to call out sexism. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 244 points. That's nearly a full percent, sitting at 32,046. S&P 500, it's up by 73. And the NASDAQ, it's up by nearly 500 points, nearly 4% gain today. Cruise companies are extending cancellations. ABC's Alex Stone has the latest.
Among the brands extending pauses in cruising, Princess, Holland America, and Seabourn Cruises are all owned by Carnival. Princess is putting cruises to the Caribbean, California coast, Mexico, and the Mediterranean on hold through at least June now. Holland America and Seabourn are putting longer holds on European cruises. Those who are already booked on those cruises will be moved to an equivalent cruise in 2022, or they can request a full refund. Alex Stone, ABC News.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.